Only the highest philosophical perspective within Buddhism contains an additional consideration that because the designation of something as a cause depends upon consideration of its effect, in this sense, a cause depends upon its effect. Something is not a cause in and of itself. It is named a cause in relation to its effect. Here, the effect does not occur before its cause, and its cause does not come into being after its effect. It is in thinking of its future effect that we designate something as a cause. This is dependent arising in the sense of dependent designation. As Nagarjuna says in his fundamental treatise on the middle called Wisdom, a doer is dependent on a doing, and a doing exists dependent on a doer. Except for dependently arising, we do not see another cause for their establishment. Agent and action depend upon each other. An action is posited in dependence upon an agent, and an agent is posited in dependence upon an action. An action arises in dependence upon an agent, and an agent arises in dependence upon an action. Nevertheless, they are not related in the same way as cause and effect, since the one is not produced before the other. How is it that, in general, things are relative? How is it that a cause is relative to its effect? It is because it is not established in and of itself. If that were not the case, a cause would not need to depend on its effect. But there is no self-sufficient cause, which is why we do not find anything in and of itself when we analytically examine a cause, despite its appearance to our everyday mind that each thing has its own self-contained being. Because things are under the influence of something other than themselves, the designation of something as a cause necessarily depends upon consideration of its effect. This is the route through which we come to realize that this more subtle understanding of dependent arising as dependent designation is correct.